On Sunday at Revolution, it all went according to plan.
Maybe not everything, Mr. Callis.
Oh, that. You mean the explosion not heard round the world? Is that what you're talking about? The little sparkler routine? You know, I find it very interesting. Kenny Omega and I have taken a lot of heat the last few days from this company and from the fans. We were blamed for you not getting what you thought you wanted. You wanted to see a giant explosion, and we're taking the blame, right? Well, you know what? I'm not gonna neither confirm nor deny whether we had anything to do with that. What I will confirm is how happy it made us to take away what you thought you wanted. We took away. Tony Khan loves to make great memories. Kenny Omega and the Invisible Hand make history. And that's what we did when Kenny beat Jon Moxley. That's what we do every night when we come out here. We took away Moxley's big moment to die the death he deserved as a hero. We took it away. We took away Eddie Kingston's star-making heroic moment. You see, when I did my MBA, I learned about win-win situations. I look at it like this, Kenny. If that ring had blown up, we win. Moxley's gone. Eddie Kingston is maimed. And you are the AEW World Champion and the King of the Deathmatch. But that's a win. But if the ring somehow doesn't blow up, we win even bigger because Moxley and Kingston look like a pair of idiots, and we walk out with this.